While there was little support for a large-scale bombing campaign, there continued to be interest in eliminating the al-Qaeda leadership. For years, we had assumed that the executive order against U.S. agencies engaging in assassination was a firm ban against the use of lethal force in non-military situations. Al-Qaeda and bin Laden tested our own restraint. They seemed intent on continuing to kill innocent people, Americans and others. The U.S. military had been unable to come up with a way of attacking the al-Qaeda leadership effectively. Gradually, the principals accepted the idea that we needed to examine our policy on targeted assassination. On the issue of the White House authorizing the CIA to kill bin Laden, much has been written. Several reporters have written that President Clinton approved multiple intelligence documents authorizing CIA to use lethal force against Osama bin Laden and his deputies. Yet bin Laden was not killed. I still, to this day, do not understand why it was impossible for the United States to find a competent group of Afghans, Americans, third country nationals, or some combination who could locate bin Laden in Afghanistan and kill him. Some have claimed that the lethal authorizations were convoluted and the people in the field did not know what they could do. Every time such an objection was raised during those years, an additional authorization was drafted with the involvement of all the concerned agencies and approved by the president's signature. The principals and the president did not want a broad assassination policy and hit list, but the president's intent was very clear: kill bin Laden. I believe that those in CIA who claim the authorizations were insufficient or unclear are throwing up that claim as an excuse to cover the fact that they were pathetically unable to accomplish the mission.